Going to go ahead and call us into order. This is the 6th Osage Nation Congress. We are in our HUNCA session. The date is April 15th, 2019. The time is 10:05 a.m. We are on day 19. I've asked Legislative Counsel Trey Gill to say the morning prayer. Pray.
Dear Lord, thank you for the many blessings you bestow upon us. Thank you for the spring season and all the splendor of life that comes with it. Let us keep you in our minds as we go into this week of Easter. We ask these things in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Agenda item 2 is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
That's you.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Congressman Maker is still recovering from surgery, and Congresswoman Edwards called and said she was running a few minutes late. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from Friday. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to approve the journal from April 12th as presented.
Second.
Motion to approve the journal by Congresswoman Whitehorn, seconded by Congressman Big Horse. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, the journal is approved. We'll move on to reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report out? Okay, seeing none, we'll move to reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Good morning, Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee met last Friday afternoon and considered Resolution ONCR 1906. A resolution to authorize and approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction for the execution of an unmanned aerial vehicles access agreement with Honeywell International, Inc. The sponsor was Congresswoman Stabler. The final committee action was due pass, voting yes, were Tillman, Stabler, Goodfox, Lemon, Pratt, one no vote, Whitehorn. We also considered resolution number ONCR 1912, a resolution to approve the First Amendment, the land management, farming, and grazing lease between the Osage Nation and the Osage Nation Ranch LLC entered on the 10th day of April 2017. I was the sponsor of the resolution. The final committee action was due pass with amendments. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Stabler, Goodfox, Lemon, and Pratt, one absent, Tillman. We also considered some appointments for enterprise boards. The first appointment we considered was an appointment to the Gaming Enterprise Board. The appointee was Susan Nealon. The final committee action was candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Tillman, Stabler, Goodfox, Lemon, and Pratt. The next consideration we gave to an appointment was to the Gaming Enterprise Board for Mr. Mark Rivard. The final committee action was candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Tillman, Stabler, Goodfox, Lemon, and Pratt. We also met on an appointment to the Osage Foundation Board. The appointee was Julie O'Keefe. The final committee action is candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Tillman, Stabler, Goodfox, Lemon, and Pratt. And at this time, I'd like to move to place Susan Nealon to the Gaming Enterprise Board, Mark Rivard to the Gaming Enterprise Board, and Julie O'Keefe to the Osage Foundation on this Thursday's agenda for confirmation.
Second. We have a motion to place Susan Nealon and Mark Rivard to the Gaming Enterprise Board and Julie O'Keefe to the Foundation Board on Thursday's agenda. Is there a second? Seconded by Congresswoman Stabler. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Opposed say no.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the motion passes. Okay, seeing no other standing committee reports, we move to introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Okay, we'll move to bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Pratt.
Good morning, thank you. ONCA 1937, an act to amend ONCA 1848 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $390,829 to historic preservation and to establish an alternate effective date. So at this time, I made a mistake and I filed this bill twice. So I don't recall the number, but it's already been assigned and read out. So I would, at this time, I would like to move to withdraw ONCA 1937.
Second.
Motion to withdraw ONCA 1937 by Congresswoman Pratt. It was seconded by Congressman Mason. Is there any discussion? I would just point out that I was looking through this afternoon's agenda and noticed that the other bill is on the culture meeting or culture's agenda this afternoon.
Yes, that's already was moved forward the other day once it was introduced. I asked to place it on first reading.
Okay. Any discussion?
Forgot I had done that the night before, so.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no.
Thank you.
Thank you. The motion passes and ONCA 1937 has been withdrawn by the sponsor. Congresswoman Stabler.
Good morning. I'd like to read in ONCA 1939, an act to authorize and appropriate $250,000 to the Capital Asset Improvement Fund for the Wake and Iron Building in the Pawhuska Village and establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman. ONCA 1939 is assigned to the Culture Committee. Okay, we're now on General Order Day 1, second reading. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress. ONCA 19-06, an act to create the Osage Nation Tax Advisory Board to advise the executive and legislative branches on taxation and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. Now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. First bill is ONCA 1912, an act to establish a fund for home loan and down payment assistance for first-time home buyers to all members of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Okay, seeing none. Next is ONCR 1908, a resolution to approve a new fiscal year 2019 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation with updated revenues. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd like to move to suspend the rules and place ONCR 1908 on General Order Day 2 on Tuesday's agenda.
Second.
Motion to suspend the rules and place ONCR 1908 on Tuesday's agenda on General Order Day 2.
Yes.
Seconded by Congressman Potts. Is there any discussion? Oh, there is no discussion. This is a rule suspension. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the motion carries. Congresswoman Edwards.
I move to advance ONCA 1912 to third reading after engrossment.
Second.
Today's agenda?
No.
Okay. Motion to advance ONCA 1912 to third reading after engrossment. Seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the bill is advanced. Okay, we'll move on to bills and resolutions on third reading. First bill is ONCA 1861, an act to amend and restate 15 ONC section 5-101 et sec and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. You have 8 minutes, Congresswoman. How would you like to proceed?
Split my time. This bill is one that was filed in the fall session, worked at that time, got to the point of being on the floor at the beginning of this session, you will recall, and then Congresswoman Pratt asked to move it back to committee, which I was okay with because I felt like perhaps the members hadn't had enough time to consider the bill. There were some amendments made, not many, and then I guess in my absence on Friday, there were no amendments proposed on the floor. Maybe it was Thursday. Anyway, here we are. That's a bill that's been needed for a while. It changes some of the way that the boards are considered, and it also puts the impetus on the executive branch with respect to executive branch boards to come up with a scheme for how to compensate them. So over the weekend, I get some phone calls that say, well, there's some of the members of Congress that don't understand the bill. And my response to that is, well, we've worked on it quite a bit. Well, they're just going to vote no because they don't understand. Well, I think that's the wrong way for us to conduct our business here. So without objection, I would ask that this bill be moved back to the Government Operations Committee so that if someone has a problem with one section of the bill, they can come and propose some amendments. Because overall, the bill, I can't believe that this entire bill has enough in it that's objectionable to wipe out all the work that's been done. So I'm willing to back it up in the spirit of cooperation. Didn't see an amendment proposed from the executive branch. It's really about their board, so I would hope that they would have some input. So without objection, I'd ask that this be moved back to the Government Operations Committee. It can sit longer.
Was that, did you say without objection, or did you make a motion?
Well, it's a motion without objection.
Okay. There's a motion to send ONCA 1861 back to the Government Operations Committee. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. I guess that's not a rule suspension. It's already been discussed during debate for the bill. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I think for several years, there's been the board's discussion. It's been a lot of discussion how people say we're board heavy. We have to pass a resolution every 2 years by law, the current law we operate under, to do board compensation. That always seems to be points of contention. I'm in agreement with one of the main functions of this bill that I'm in agreement with is that it does let the executive branch name their compensation levels for their boards. It sets out into three categories. I would like to see this board pass because it's much needed legislation. So if going back to committee can help it garner support of this body, I'm supportive of that. Thank you.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. ONCA 1861 is reverted back to committee. Okay, we are now on agenda item 11, which is confirmation of election board alternate appointee Fred Byers. Mr. Byers is with us this morning. Mr. Byers, I would give you the opportunity now if you would like to take the podium and say anything. Whatever comes to mind, I don't expect that you have a
All
speech,
right.
but that's not necessary, but...
Good morning, everybody. My wife and I moved down here a couple of years ago. In fact, it was on April 10th that we moved here, so we've been here right at 2 years. And I'd always told my wife that when we retired, we were going to move to a small town because I grew up in a small town in Missouri and just always missed that small town atmosphere. My family moved to Denver when I was about 15. And don't know if many of you have been to Denver, but it's just grown tremendously. The traffic is awful. It's very expensive. And we loved living there, but I was done with it. And I just said, can't do it anymore. So my daughter had moved here about 6 months before we did. And so we decided to move here. We owned a couple of homes in Denver. When we got the contract on the house that we were living in, she said, well, you better go get us a house. I said, okay. So I came down here. I looked at some online, of course, and then I came down here and finalized a deal on one. And we moved here on April 10th and closed on the house. And she had never been here before. She had never seen the house. She trusted me and said, doesn't matter as long as we're together. I think a few of you have met my wife, and she's just she's the most bubbly, outgoing, wonderful person you'll ever meet. So we decided for the rest of our lives that we wanted to be more involved in social things, volunteer work. My daughter had been volunteering at the soup kitchen at the Catholic Church, and she met a lady from the Episcopal Church and mentioned that their organist had had a heart attack and wasn't going to be able to play anymore. And my daughter said, well, my dad's going to be here in a few weeks, and he plays the organ, so I play the organ at the Episcopal Church. And we volunteer a couple days at the soup kitchen at the Catholic Church. And we just, that's what we want to do. We just want to get more involved in things. And of course, I wanted to get more involved with the nation. And, you know, we had always been semi-involved, and especially when we lived in Kansas City, we came down for the dances on occasion. My dad would bring us down here. But that's what we wanted to do. So, you know, I had worked hard all my life and just said, that's enough of that. Let's go down. And, you know, I've always felt that I was kind of overblessed, not necessarily financially, but just in other things. But we were, you know, we were fortunate to come down here. Obviously, you know, the price of houses is much less down here. So we're able to move down here and live a lot cheaper than we could in Denver. And we just love it here. You know, I like to fish, and you know, several people have invited me just to come out to their ponds anytime. And I lived in Denver for 51 years, and nobody ever said, just come on out and help yourself. You know, don't have to, you know, we just go. I don't know if any of you know Mary Hole, but we fish on her property. And it's great fishing out there. And, you know, I can be, it's 10 minutes from my house, and it's like another world out there. So we just love it here. You know, there's no downside to it. We're just really happy here. And, you know, like I say, I want to get more involved with things.
Are there any questions for Mr. Byers? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I don't have a question, but I'd just like to say thank you for your willingness to step up and serve as an alternate on the I had the opportunity to visit with you in committee, and I appreciate when people want to get involved in our government, because I love what we do here for the Osage people. So thank you so much.
You bet.
It is a good fishing hole out there on Clear Creek on the Hulls place.
It really is.
Now, now everybody knows about it.
You know, my mother-in-law and two sisters-in-law came down last summer, and they just love to fish. And so I said, well, we can go out to Mary's. I can't guarantee that we'll catch anything. And I basically catch and release pretty much everything. I just enjoy the peace and quiet. And so we took him out there, and like I said, I couldn't guarantee that we'd catch anything, but we caught amongst the three of us about 60 fish that day. It was just, we couldn't miss, you know. And so they're coming down again soon, so they're probably going to expect the same thing. I don't know if it'll be that good, but...
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Move to confirm Fred Byers to the election board as an alternate appointee for a term of 3 years.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Congresswoman Good Fox. It was seconded by Congresswoman Lemon. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. Fred Byers is confirmed to the election board as an alternate for a term of 3 years. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And I assume somebody will be in touch with me to let me know about all that.
Some fish.
We'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, we're now on motions and notices. Congresswoman Edwards.
Government operations meeting, 3 to 5 p.m. today.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Appropriations Committee meets today immediately following session.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Culture Committee meets today from 1 to 3.
Any more motions or notices?
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow by Congresswoman Good Fox, seconded by Congressman Tillman. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
The motion passes. We are adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.